USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Friday declared a state of emergency on the southern border and directed $8 million to construct or repair as many as 234 miles of the border barrier. Outside the White House today, President Trump says he plans on being sued.
And they will sue us in the Ninth Circuit, and we will possibly get a bad ruling, and then we'll end up in the Supreme Court, and hopefully we'll get a fair shake, and we'll win in the Supreme Court.
In a joint statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer call this an unlawful declaration over a crisis that doesn't exist.
A federal judge on Friday ordered Roger Stone, his attorneys, and special counsel Robert Mueller to stop talking publicly about their case involving the charges against Stone. The judge also ordered lawyers and potential witnesses to refrain from commenting to the press when they enter or exit the D.C. courthouse. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The weather in California continues to cause problems. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
California is at the heart of a weather system known as the Pineapple Express. That brings lots of rain, also snow and wind. Rising waters in the storm channel east of Los Angeles led to the rescue of 9 people and 3 dogs. One woman suffered a heart attack during the rescue and later died. Some 30 million people are under flood watches or warnings, with nearly 80 reports across the state of mud flows, much of which are in the burn scars from last year's wildfires.
Former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick's grievance with the NFL has been resolved. That's according to his lawyers. It was also reported that the Alliance of American Football League reached out to Kaepernick about playing in its league prior to the start last weekend. Kaepernick is said to have wanted $20 million to play in the AAF, which is more than what players are paid. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Recapping one of our top stories, with President Trump declaring a national emergency, the president also took some time to answer questions from reporters, including CNN's Jim Acosta.
What do you say to your critics who say that you are creating a national emergency, that you're concocting a national emergency here in order to get your wall because you couldn't get it through other ways?
What do you think? Do you think I'm creating something? Ask these incredible women who lost their daughters and their sons, okay? Because your question is a very political question, because you have an agenda. You're CNN. You're fake news. You have an agenda. The numbers that you gave are wrong. Take a look at our federal prison population. See how many of them, percentage-wise, are illegal aliens. Just see. Go ahead and see. It's a fake question.
A man from Fort Collins, Colorado, tells a harrowing story of his recent run-in with a mountain lion. Travis Kaufman says he was alone for a midday run along a trail.
I turned around and just was pretty bummed out to see a mountain lion chasing after me. It grabbed onto my hand and wrist, and from there it started to claw at my face and neck.
As far as how Kaufman fought off the mountain lion?
I stepped on its neck with my right foot, finally stopped moving, and then jaws opened, and I was able to kind of scramble back up the hill and get the heck out of Dodge.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.